Good afternoon, sleepyhead. Happy Valentine. Ow! Forgot how good your aim is when you're sleepy. I know, it's my fault for keeping all the throw pillows around. Oh, wait, before you throw the next one, I know this isn't your favorite day to celebrate. How could I forget after last year's debacle where we tried to do a double date with your sister and her new boyfriend, and all you could do was complain about how overpriced and overly sentimental this whole greeting card company invented to sell more candy holiday was, while they were over there shooting puppy dog eyes at each other. No, wait, don't hit me again. The pillows. I have an idea. Hear me out. I think I finally figured out a way for us to enjoy the day together. But this time, instead of all that fancy smancy stuff that makes you vomit, I figured I'll give in and we'll do it in cynical style. I see you're putting the pillow back down. You're intrigued, aren't you? Well, okay. So I've got some stuff squirreled away downstairs. First of all, for food, we will not be going out to any fancy reservation-required dinner place. We have some take-and-bake pizza, and I will not be feeding you strawberries. Instead, maybe we'll microwave some popcorn and throw it at each other. Also, there is booze. I went to the liquor store, and I figured we could make a drinking game out of how nauseating everyone's Facebook feeds will be today. So, like, every time you see something that makes you want to throw up, you can take a shot. Of course, that might be counterproductive to the throwing up, but I don't know. It seemed like something you'd be into. And I didn't fully resist the urge to get candy because, well, you know, chocolate placates me and it just makes things better, but I didn't get any of those heart-shaped nonsense things. We've got some standard king-size candy bars. And I saw this commercial and decided to have some fun and ordered some of these, like, the M&Ms that you can, like, write things and print pictures and stuff on. But, nope. Wait, put that pillow back down. It's not Cupid's stupid phrases about be mine or whatever were on those little candy hearts when we were little. I just wrote silly things to make you laugh, catchphrases and things. I think there might be some that say, where's the beef? There might be a bazinga. Some that say, sup? Like that old Super Bowl commercial. And just some general frowny faces. Because you're such a grumpy gus. Yeah, but that'll be fun, right? Okay, so that's got the food covered. And then for entertainment, yeah, I thought of that too. I do have rom-coms, hold on, but I can also accompany those silly chick flicks that you don't like with the addition of a couple of Nerf guns. And so you can shoot the little Nerf darts at the stupidest parts of the movies, and we can laugh at them while we eat the silly M&Ms and popcorn and whatnot. Huh? It's better, right? And there aren't any roses or anything for decoration. Don't worry, I know you have opinions about flowers and yada yada. Let's not get into it. Anyway, I might have gotten some cheap dollar store decorations, but purely for ripping or burning to get out your frustrations. You know how, like, girls will, well, I don't know if you know this, but sometimes girls will, like, burn pictures of their exes. We can have, like, a little fire in the barrel or whatever, except we'll burn, like, little cherubs or hearts or, I also have, like, some images of various political figures, things that show no Wi-Fi signal, low cell phone batteries, and just various other things you might hate that would be fun to burn. Yeah, I see a little twinkle in that pyromaniac eye of yours. Oh, and for the coup de grace, I did manage to find one of these heart-shaped piñatas so we can reenact that scene from that one Valentine's Day movie where we're angry at love and we just beat the heck out of a piñata with a baseball bat. Or maybe we have a crowbar in the garage if you want to be a little more maniac, a little more intense about it. yeah. So, what do you think? Yeah, I know I'm the best girlfriend ever. You can say it. I had to eventually figure out some way to put up with you. And I remembered that old adage, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. And if all else fails, you know, I'll be here all day and we might be able to think of something to do together. So, would you spend that February 14th with me? Yay. So, where should we start?